Grace to you and peace in the name of our newborn Savior, Jesus. Amen. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." I wonder what that's supposed to look like. Peace, that is. When you are this father in Syria, whose home has been bombed and whose life has now been ripped apart at the seams, or this woman in Haiti, whose entire country has been devastated by natural disasters, or these children in Africa, who live every single day of their lives in poverty and hunger. It's easy to talk about peace on earth while we sit here in this beautiful sanctuary on this special evening, singing hymns of faith and nostalgia. But what does that peace on earth mean for us when our lives don't fit neatly into that Thomas Kincaid painting? What does the promise and proclamation of peace on earth mean for us? For me, when disruption and conflict and frustration are the only words that really define my life, what does peace look like when cancer is the diagnosis? When divorce is the answer? When loneliness is the future? Our lives may not be currently ripped apart by war or natural disaster or poverty like some of the folks throughout the world are this very evening. But our lives are no less in search of and in need of peace. And so we need to ask and we need to answer that question. What does peace on earth mean? What does it look like when our lives are in a state of turmoil? You see, if we can't answer that question honestly and frankly, then the Christmas story really is of no worth to us. If peace on earth is nothing more than a well wish that we put upon our Christmas cards, then it holds no real meaning in our lives. If the proclamation of the angels was not also a promise of the angels, then the story of Christmas only holds value for those who have the means necessary to create their own Norman Rockwell moments. Those who have the money to buy their presents, decorate their homes, and travel to be with family. But that's not only who Christmas is for. That's not only who the Christ child came for. He came also for those mothers in and around the region of Bethlehem, whose baby boys were about to be murdered by King Herod only months or so after Jesus was born. He came for those refugees in Syria, and those survivors in Haiti, and those children starving in Africa. And he came for us too. as we face the dilemmas and the disparities and the depressions of life. Jesus came into this world for all of us, which means that his peace is meant for all of us too. The angel's proclamation of peace on earth was not just some valuable information disseminated out to the shepherds. It was a life-giving, life-changing promise for humanity. Because of this child that had just been born, because of this baby named Jesus, there would be peace on this earth for all those who would know Jesus as their Savior. But what does that peace look like? Well, it doesn't necessarily look like this, or like this, or like this. You see, that's our problem. Too often we think that the peace of which the angels spoke is supposed to be characterized by outward tranquility and happiness and well-being. And thus, when we find ourselves in troublesome ways and times, or when we see parts of the world in which there is unspeakable suffering and hardship, sometimes caused by unfathomable evil, we get confused as to the message of the angels, or suspect as to the veracity of their message. How can there be peace on earth when there's so much sorrow and sadness and suffering? I'm pretty sure the shepherds didn't really know the answer to that question, but they weren't alone in their confusion. John the Baptist, who was the forerunner of Christ, the one sent here to prepare the way for Jesus, he didn't really know the answer to that question either. Nor did any of the disciples who followed Jesus. Nor did Mary, the mother who bore Jesus. None of those people really understood how God's peace was supposed to exist amidst the turmoil of their lives. But they would, eventually, following Jesus' death and resurrection, they came to understand that the peace that Jesus brought was a peace between God and humankind. It was a peace that was restored by God forgiving us of our sins on account of the death of Jesus on the cross. It was a peace that was established by Jesus overcoming the grave. And it was a peace that was created in their hearts by God giving them the hope and the promise of salvation. Thus, what that peace on earth looks like is not necessarily characterized by outward tranquility, but by inward stability. It is the sense of well-being and courage and security that comes from knowing that we are loved by the Almighty God of the universe, and that nothing can separate us from His love, and that nothing can take away the salvation that is ours by His grace, and that no one can snatch us out of His hands. It's the peace that exists by faith in the heart of a person like Job, of the Old Testament who lost his children and his property and his home, and in the midst of all that sorrow and that suffering, could still stand there and say, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth, and after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. It's the peace that gives a man whose children had been drowned by a shipwreck at sea the serenity of spirit to pen the words that we sang in our sermon hymn this evening when he wrote, it is well with my soul. It's a peace that allows a person to look death straight in the face and to let go of this life willingly and joyfully, because she knows what waits for her in the realm of eternity. Peace on earth. It isn't just a Christmas card proclamation or some pious platitude. It's a real life promise. Jesus was born into this world to give us peace. A peace that passes all understanding. A peace that gives us a hope and a courage and a stability in the midst of life's storms. Because it gives us a promise beyond life's storms. The birth of Christ may not bring about peace on earth in a way that the atrocities and the tragedies of this world are suddenly gone. It may not stop all the strife and all the struggling in our own personal lives either. But it's a promise of something more. A promise of hope beyond the pain. A promise of a life beyond the suffering. And because we now live with that hope, and that promise, we do have peace on earth. A peace that passes all understanding. And a peace that will keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. I pray that we might remember that. And that we might live with that inner peace, in spite of anything and everything that might be going on in our lives or on in this world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our newborn Savior, amen.